Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, how are you all doing today? Now, welcome to this live stream where we are going to be talking about Grow Life. So Grow Life 2021 is happening between 15th and 17th of September, and it's split in 3 days. Today, we're going to be focused on day one. So who you're going to be listening to in the talks, workshops, and question and answer sessions, and also how you're going to be able to get involved with it, both at the event and also, if you can't make it, how you can get involved afterwards. And today, I am joined by three fantastic people. They're all going to be taking part in Grow Live 2021, day one. So we have mindset technician himself, Cross Crosley. We have a biohacker, Dan Sadler. And we have the fantastic, the energetic, the bubbly Zoe Knight. So thank you very, very much for joining us today. Everyone, how are you doing?
Good.
Excellent, thank you.
Really good.
Glad to be here.
Places. So what we'll do, for the people who don't know who you are, let's just do a quick kind of 30-second kind of intro, if you don't mind, and then I'll go on to day one and the full lineup. So, Cross, do you want to take it as your top, and you're on my screen, your top anyway?
Top right-hand corner.
That's the one.
Yeah, Cross Crossley, approximately 30 years ago, I went skint and couldn't get things together. Then I studied and studied and studied, until I found out some wonderful secrets about how to get traction when you're in a situation that seems unsurmountable. And for the last 30 years, I've passed that information on to individuals and businesses with, I must admit, amazing success.
Aces. Dan, do you want to go next?
Yes, of course. I'm a biohacker, and you might be wondering what that is. If you've heard me speak about it before, you'll know. But for those that don't, bio means life and hacking means optimization. So what we're doing is we're tweaking certain things in your body so that they work better. This is my first ever business venture, and I'm determined to make a huge success out of it, already long on my journey. So what we do really is we help people to have better sleep, more energy, to improve focus and immunity, and also to activate things like the skin and the hair and overall appearance. So yes, I'm a biohacker. I help people with their health and wellness, and I absolutely love it.
Spot on. And Zoe, over to you.
Yeah, so I'm Zoe, and I am a life and business coach, and I work with creative business owners that have got stuck and lost their kind of energy and their love for their business. And I work with energy a lot. I talk about energy a lot, not in a woo-woo place, just in a, you know, everything is energy. It's really important. And that's the stuff that's going to help us get back into flow and back into the right place. So that's, that's who I work with and what I talk about.
Aces. And we have actually got someone else backstage, which I'm going to be bringing in a second. So we've got the Mac in the house.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
How are you?
Marvelous.
We have, so for the people who have just kind of joined, and also just kind of for everyone else who's listening or watching afterwards, Mac, do you want to do a little bit of an intro? Who are you? What do you do?
So my name's Magic Mac. I sell sexy word, otherwise known as a copywriter to everyone else, but Gary had very kindly invited me to speak at his Grow Live, and I'm so excited, absolutely excited and ecstatic.
Thank you. And to be fair, Mac, you are the person who I went to when I needed a copy for Grow Live last year, and your words have made such an impact that had to get you in for this year. For the people who want to hear a little bit about everyone's backstories, they're all available to listen and watch their previous episodes. They've all been guests on my podcast, The Grow Show, and I will put I'll create a blog where you've got all the episodes with all the people's interviews on there as well. So did anyone go to Grow Live 2020 last year? And if you didn't, don't worry, that's fine. So, Dan, how did you find it?
Well, it was my first speaking adventure off of the business network 4N. So thank you, Gary, for that wonderful opportunity. I put myself out of my comfort zone and I was trying to perfect or work on my speaking skills. I'd done a lot of work in the 4N business network doing foresights and stuff, but never had the opportunity to speak outside the network. Now, I did kind of build it up inside and I was super nervous on the day. I was so nervous when you booked me that I didn't even check that it was actually a work day. So I had to zoom in from my classroom at school. Yeah,
you did. So,
it was a good experience. It was definitely I was definitely an amateur then. I've been practicing in the last 12 months in 4N again and a few places off the network. So I'm just really pleased to be back. Thank you for having me back.
That's all right. And I just realized, Cross as well, you spoke at Grey Light 2020 as well.
Yeah,
which was absolutely fab. So Go Live 2021, day one, there's some really cool people talking. It's split into three sections. So every day split into three different sessions, starting at 9:15, 12:15, and also 3:15, if I remember correctly. I will check that in a second. But the idea is that you're going to have one keynote, one workshop, and then the questions and answers session. And you guys on the call today are all part of these. So session one, for the people who don't know, kicks off with Stephen Thomas, and he's going to be talking about every big opportunity starts with a little conversation. Now, for people who don't know Stephen, or who just want to improve their networking skills, this is the session to be in, because you've got Stephen talking about networking skills. You've then also got a workshop from Paul Rose, all about how to make the most of your networking presentations. So I don't know, it could just be me, but when I first started networking, the thought of standing up and doing the 40 seconds or 60 seconds or hell, talking for 10, 15 minutes or 20 minutes would scare the living daylights out of me. I don't know if it was just me. Did anyone else feel like that?
Still feel like that.
So with Steph talking about networking skills and then Paul talking about how to make the most of the presentations, that's two really good people in terms of kind of networking. And then we've got a questions and answers session with Rick Notley and also with the main man himself down there, Dan Sadler. So for me, session one is all about networking. It's all about how to broadcast yourself. Steph, you got the actual networking skills. Paul Rose talk about presentations. Rick talk about social media, and then Dan talking about, what questions can people pitch to you, Dan, in the questions and answers?
Well, to be fair, I've been kind of reading the room and seeing the people that are in here and what we're talking about. I could talk about networking. We haven't actually discussed this yet, Gary. So I could talk about networking. Perhaps like with Rick talking about social media, I've been building my business on social media for over 4 years. So we could probably have a chat about how to utilize the networking groups within social media.
Love it. So that is session one. And don't worry, speakers, you will all get a chance to meet everybody else in your sessions at some point. So you'll be all fine. Session two, we have got Cross Crossley doing his keynote speech called Slow Down, You're Going Too Fast. Cross, what are we going to be expecting from that session?
Well, I've learned over a long period of time that everything starts from a relaxed situation. And most of people's problems, they're going at such a rate that they make mistakes, they can't get any traction. And so it's going to be all about how the power of slowing down, of how much traction. I mentioned a little while ago, about 30 years ago, when I lost everything, I fell from a great height. And I couldn't get any traction. I'd been very, very successful in business, run large companies, earned a lot of money, but I was absolutely skint and could not get any traction. And I wondered why everything went well when things were going well, but nothing worked when I was stressed. And I wanted to sort of work out why that happened. And I found a place on the internet based around a book called The Science of Getting Rich that was written in 1910 by a guy called Wallace Wattles. And he made one claim in that book, that resonated with me. It says, if you follow the rules that I give you in this book to the letter, you cannot fail. So I followed it with the intention of proving it was a load of rubbish, because I didn't believe that there was a formula to success. And the more I followed it, the more successful I was. And I got myself out of a hole. And in 3 years, I was back in a good position. I bought a factory, bought a new house, back in a big car and everything from nothing. And I thought, hang on a minute, this works. And I found that it was all about what I was thinking. Nothing else had any control over what happened in that period of time. It was purely and simply what I was thinking, what I was thinking about. And there's a lot of other bits and pieces involved. You know my thing about the clear mental image of where you're going, make where you are where you want to be, and get rid of all the baggage from the past. And if you just do those three things, that sounds so simple, but unfortunately it all flies in the face of what we've learned. And our programming is our biggest problem. And in conclusion, I would say that success is more about what you forget than what you learn, because it's what we know that stops us moving forward. So you've basically got to reprogram. So that's a little taster there, Gary. Love it.
And the beauty is that you've given so many nuggets in that short space of time. We've got you for 45 minutes. You know, how many nuggets you're going to be able to give over that time is going to be amazing. So thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, it's...
Bring your notepad.
Well, do you know what? The beauty is that you can bring your notepad, but also they'll be available to watch afterwards. So if you do kind of come to the talk and then figure out, I want to watch that back because I missed a few different points, people can watch it back. And they can watch it back anytime they want. It's going to be on a private YouTube channel. They can just go onto it anytime. So it's going to be really good. And we've got people watching who know, who's just give you a shout out. So Chris Dawes, Cross Nose, you know, you are the person to go to when people need a hand with this. So thank you. Thank you for talking at GrowLive 2021. We're going to be following your... We're going to be following your keynote with a workshop from Keith Blakemore Noble called Fear is Your Friend. So this kind of session is all about your mindset. It's all going to help around that. And then we're going to have a questions and answers session with Daniel Brown, Zoe Knight, and Christina Kokis. So Zoe, what kind of questions would you love to be asked at GrowLive 2021?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it, Gary, actually, because then I'll get myself into that state of, oh, am I going to answer right? And actually, just whatever comes up is much more natural. And I know I've got, you know, I can answer any question. I'm assuming it's going to be around mindset, seeing as that's what the sessions are about. I'm kind of just going to go with the flow with that one and see what happens. But for me, pretty much everything leads back to starting with awareness and being aware and aware of our thoughts. And because, you know, as Croswell's tell you, we're 95% run by our subconscious mind and the programs that, we were programmed when we were young, and that's just running us 95% of the time, and we're just unaware of what we're doing. So most of my messaging, I guess, comes back to the fact that you've got to start by getting aware. And once you're aware, then you have the opportunity to do something about that, to rewire those programs and all that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So after that, and after we've heard questions and answers, people are going to be invited to go into breakout rooms. And this is their chance to talk to other people and to really kind of discuss the ideas, what they've learned and what they've kind of heard, and try to figure out how they can start implementing it into their day-to-day lives. Because it's all good and well going to these types of events and hearing all these talks, but it's actually how you can implement it, how you can make a start and change those beliefs and change those mindsets and start doing those actions which are going to drive us forward. So the breakout rooms are going to be for 15 minutes. And then we're going to be moving on to a break or a separate networking session. And I'll go on to networking sessions in a bit. But then we jump to session 3 at 3 o'clock, where we have Sass Huntwood talking all about how to use your story to make an impact, which I think is really important. And when I was kind of doing the lineup for Grow Live, I'm excited about Sass. I'm excited to hear her talk, hear her talk at different events. Yeah, her message is going to be absolutely spot on.
So that's all about using your story to make an impact. And session three is all about your marketing story. So it's all about how to tell your story online, but also in different ways, as in print as well, which leads on to the workshop, which is from Karen Williams, who's going to be discussing the Smart Offer System. So it's going to be all talking all about how to make books and how to create books, just like that. Just like that. So Cross, shameless plug, what's the book about? How can people get it?
That you can get it, go to cross.uk.com. To my website. I think it's still there. No, actually, I must say, go and have a look, because Chris Storrs has actually just redone it for me, and it's absolutely on the button. What is it about? Well, as I said to you, I had an awful lot of information and an awful lot of things happened to me. So it's not an instruction book about anything. It's observations that I've made on my journey. It's little anecdote stories, and also in the back is a complete my, not translation, but I put The Science of Getting Rich into Plain English, because it had a lot of wherewith fors and whatever, and it talked about things that in the 1910s. So I've just updated it a little bit, staying absolutely faithful to what was said originally, and that's in the back of it. And I know that, you know, the hardest thing that you've got to do in this is apply this information. That's what I teach people to do. Because when I talk, everyone's sitting there saying, Well, I know that. I've read that. I can do that. I know that. And I always say, well, how's it working for you? Because it's no use knowing about it if you don't get any results. And that is the thing that I believe that I've perfected over 30 years, is it don't matter how many books you read. If you don't apply the knowledge, you'll just stand still. So, and one other little bit of advice, choose one book until you get a result. Because if you keep reading different, every one of them says the same thing. Don't worry about that. I've read them all. They all say the same thing. If you work out what's happening, where you're going, where are you, and where you've been, basically that's it. But they won't be honest with you, because they want to use all big words and funny things to try and confuse you. But if you follow one book, follow a teaching that you believe until you get a result, then once you do that, read what you like. But you'll never get a result reading a book and saying, didn't work. Read another book. Didn't work. Oh, a little bit of that worked. I'll put that with that and that and that. So that is my advice, is to just read, follow one teaching until you get a result, because otherwise you'll just confuse yourself.
Brilliant. And on that point, I want to echo that so much. Last year, I went through a stage of reading 15 to 20 minutes each day, and I got through so many business books. I think it was about 20 to 30 over the year. And this year, I haven't at all, because I still haven't implemented what I read. And actually, there was a lot of repetition, a hell of a lot of repetition. And I'm now going through some of the books and just taking away the key points. So, Cross, thank you for that insight, because it's so true.
Even with business, you're better off to read the same book 10 times than 10 different books.
Mm-hmm. Providing so Cross.
No, providing you. The only thing is, you've got to have faith in the messenger. It ain't no use reading a book that you don't believe that person can help you. But if that person has been where you want to go and is telling you about it, just keep reading it until you get the results.
True story. I'm just going to throw people kind of under the bus here, because no one's prepared for it. But what's your favorite business book, or what would you recommend people listen to or reading? Who wants to go first? Oh.
Now you go on, Zoe.
Mine isn't really a business book, but it's a book that I've read fairly recently that I'm still, it's the one that I keep telling everybody about, which is The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, which is much more about, consciousness and our thoughts and who we really are and stepping back from all of that. But I just found it so powerful. And it was one of those books that I picked it up last year. I bought it for myself last year. I'd seen a few people recommend it here and there, and I was like, this sounds intriguing, and I picked it up and I couldn't read it you know, it just wasn't going in. And then I picked it up again, and it just, like, the messaging just went in, and I thought, obviously I'm ready to hear it now. But it's not a business book, but it's changed. It's really helped me with understanding, understanding our thoughts and how that impacts everything, really. I don't know if anyone else here has read it or heard about it, but.
No. If you can send me the link to it, then I'll put it into the chat in a bit. And I'll put it into the links. Dan, did I see Think Very Rich by Napoleon Hill just there?
You did, yeah. I mean, this is actually the newest version. I wish I'd gotten the older version, but this was a gift, so I can't complain. I've been wanting to read this book for such a long time, because every time in the past that I've asked people about personal development books, this one came up the most. There was some kind of fear that was blocking me from actually picking it up and reading it. And it was after we went to Crosmosis, your event, Cros, earlier on in, was it earlier on this year? And
last year, I think.
It was last year. Wow, it's such a long time ago. And then what we did was, there was a group of about six of us that decided that we were going to do a mastermind on this book. So we got together, we read one chapter a week, and we got together on a Monday night, and we kind of discussed what we'd learned. Now, what I realized was, is I've been reading books wrong my whole life. I was picking up a book, like you said, Cros, blasting through it, and then putting it down. And then next, and not really taking in any of the teachings. Well, I mean, everything that I've ever learned, like, the message is the same, as you say, Cros, in every book. Everything I've ever learned, when you think about that, it is all the same. This is just dressed up in a slightly different way. But I did get a lot from this book, because we went through it as a group and we were able to discuss all the points. And like what you said, Zoe, about the power of thought, and backed by faith and backed by emotion. And that is where the real magic kind of happens. You can chuck the ball out there and you just got to know that it's going to get over the fence. You don't have to worry about it and panic. So what I learned the most was that actually the biggest tip that I got out of reading this was, if you listen to an audiobook and read the book at the same time, then I seem to take it in 10 times better. So I don't know if that will help anyone else listening.
It says no good plan. And I've just put into the chat Zoe's link to the book, and someone else has just finished reading it as well, which is quite cool. Actually, is it the same book, Zoe? The Untethered Soul Journey Beyond Yourselves? The Untethered Soul book? Same book?
Yeah, it's the same book. Yeah.
And he says, and Mac, what would you recommend people listening to or reading? I say listen to, because obviously you've got audiobooks.
So I've, a few weeks ago, I read How to Win Friends and Influence. How to Win Friends by Dale Carnegie, the Dale Carnegie book. And that, even though it was written a long, long time ago, all the teaching still apply today. And it's epic. And as a copywriter, it's all about talking to people and understanding what make people tick, what make people move and things like that, and what get them to take action.
And that leads really nicely onto your questions and answers session. So at the end of session three, we're going to be having a questions and answers session with Jodie Fletcher, Vicky Head, and also Mac himself. So that session really is going to be talking about Jodie Fletcher talking about promo items, promotional branding items, how you can use those to maximize your business and actually give value to your audiences with a physical product. Vicky's going to be talking to about photography and the power of photography in your brand and your images, which is so important. And then Matt's going to be talking all about, as you said, words. It is an absolutely cracking session. And all of which will really help you to, as it says on there, tell your marketing story. And I think overall, day one for me is, when I look at it, it is so strong, because you're working on your mindset, you're talking about your networking, and you're talking about your marketing. So anybody who's running a small business can dip in and out of it each day and pick out the sessions that they want to kind of do. I'm really excited about day one. Really excited about day one, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the organizer, but I am.
You've got to be excited. You've got to be excited, Gary. Though
this is true. But the beauty is, I can just picture people, and please correct me if I'm wrong. sitting at the computer, kind of logging in at 9 o'clock for the kind of launch, and then having it running in the background and then kind of doing other stuff at the same time, dipping in and out of sessions, having chats with people, listening to it as they go along. That's how I can see people interacting with it, which I think actually for the 3 days would be really cool.
I'm excited.
Aces. Now, if people are joining us now or can't join us live, then actually, do you know, Mac, are you a Facebook user?
Am I a Facebook user?
Are you watching this as well as being on the live? Because maybe, we've just got Mac brings the energy and, of course, a sexy copy.
Maybe I flipped some. Maybe I flipped some Fiverr or something to write that.
I literally wrote that down though when Mac said that. I thought that was brilliant. I sell sexy words. Like, that's just a cracking line.
It is, isn't it?
Thank you.
It really is. So, just to finish it all off, because we're going to finish well within kind of time, how can people find more information about each of you guys, girls here? So throw out website links and social media links. How can people connect with you? Cros, do you want to go first?
Well, yeah. The website, cros.uk.com. I'm Cros Crossley on Instagram, Cros Crossley on Facebook, Cros Crossley on LinkedIn. And just if you want to friend me, just mention Gro or Gary or anyone here so that I know who you are and we've got a relationship, and I'll accept your friendship. No problem.
Aces, cheers for that. And if you go onto the Grow Marketing Media, the link with the full lineup, you can click on Cros's picture or the link and go to his website, and it's got links to his Facebook and also his Instagram as well on the Grow Life website.
Did we mention that? Oh, we did, didn't we? We already mentioned that. Okay. Sorry.
Well, mention the book
in
the link in the chat. Yeah.
The book. Yeah. Oh, and while we're quickly talking about books and the Think and Grow Rich, even Napoleon Hill plagiarized part of The Science of Getting Rich, even to the extent of exact. He didn't even bother to change the wording, because in them days there was no computers to check plagiarism. So, you know. There you go. That is proof positive that there ain't nothing new. This has been around for thousands of years, and it's all just wrapped up differently. So find a way of getting it and taking it on board that suits you, and just keep rereading it, and everything will sort itself out.
Spot on. Spot on advice. Zoe, how can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, same as Cros, really, apart from not using his name, my name. I'm zoeknightcoaching.co.uk is my website, and on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, it's Zoe Knight Coaching. So I'm pretty easy to find. Yeah.
Aces, and on the Grow Life website, we've got links to your website, LinkedIn, and also Facebook. Mac, how can people get in touch with you?
So people can get in touch with me on LinkedIn through my full name, full Sunday name, Makanka Malenga. Instagram, The Real Magic Mac. My website, www.magicmacmedia.co.uk. And they can friend me on Facebook, Mac Malenga.
What is this? And on the website, on our website, you've got links to your Instagram, LinkedIn, and also your website. And final question, Dan. How about you? How can people get in touch?
Very similarly, you can find me on Facebook, which is Dan Sadler UK, Instagram, Biohacker Dan, YouTube, Dan Sadler, and LinkedIn, also my full name, Dan Sadler. So you can find me on any of those platforms. If you're interested in your health and wellness journey, then I have a specific website for that. And I also have a brand, a clothing brand, which is biohackerdan.com. No. biohackerdan.co.uk. Sorry, it's a new website.
That's all good. And remember to, any links, if you want to put into the chat, send to me and I'll whack them in there in a bit. I'm going to call it a day here, but thank you so much for joining us. Said we'll be half hour and we've literally been 28 minutes and 59 seconds. So thank you for joining us. And if you want to see the full lineup for Grow Life 2021, I've put the link into the chat. And for the people watching and listening and joining us, thank you. Thank you very much. Cros, Zoe, Mac, Dan, you're legends. Absolute legends. So thank you very much for speaking at Grow Live 2021 and also for joining us on the live today. Thanks everyone for watching. I'm going to call it a day here. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.